Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you know now that you never thought that you'd have to know? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
I can reach inside of a cow and turn the calf around so that it comes out head first instead of ass first.
How old were you when you learned this particular skill?
About 25 years old.
And is that elbow deep?
No, that's armpit deep.
Now, were you?
Oh, no way.
Were you like working?
Oh, yeah.
Were you working at a farm, or was it like, "Hey, Jim, come here. We need your help."
We have cows.
Okay. How bad does that smell?
I'm just walking down the street and seeing a cow sticking out backwards. No.
Yeah, but
it doesn't stink at all.
It does not.
But you just don't. You want to make sure she doesn't let go when you're arm is your armpit.
So when you're turning the calf, the calf will come out on its own when it's ready. Correct. You're not actually taking the calf out,
no,
right?
They if they try to come out backwards, their butt will get stuck on the pelvis of the mama.
Okay.
And they might not come out. They'll die.
That's how they got born in the first place.
Right.
So do you have to wait to see? So if a cow's given birth, right? Do I have to wait to see, like, okay,
legs first and realize that there's a problem?
Now I got to reach up in there and handle this, right?
Right. If you see if the feet are pointing backwards at you, you see the back of their hooves,
mm-hmm.
and now it's the wrong way.
So what do you do? Do you literally just
push it back up in there
and then like try to turn? Do you turn it with your hand, or do you have enough wiggle room with like your elbow you can kind of move that thing around?
No, you got to get in there and push and turn that so that the head will come, or you try to pull it out backwards real quick so that it doesn't drown itself when it takes its first breath.
Are these milk cows or meat cows?
Well, they're meat cows if you don't get the calf out.
All right.
That explains it.
Ah, farm humor.
You know what, Jim? I'm gonna be honest with you. That is not on my bucket list. Like, there's many things.
Hey, Jim, I got a question for you. There was an article the other day about a guy who was, there was a bad thunderstorm that was going through on the eastern part of the United States. He's on his porch. He sees the cow out in the field. The cow gets hit by lightning, falls over.
All right.
On its side. Can you still eat the cow?
Sure. As long as it hasn't bloated yet, and hell, part of it might be already cooked, medium rare.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, is it technically considered hot at that point in time?
Right.
Do you risk it?
No, it wouldn't be bad because it just died.
All right,
It got hot from the lightning, but, you know, kind of like a deer getting hit on the side of the road. People from in the South eat possum that get run over, so.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious.
I wouldn't eat possum if you raised it on a farm.
That was the first thing I thought. Like, man, if that's one of my cows that I'm going to use for meat, if it gets hit by lightning, can I eat the damn thing? Can I go out there right now and just start dressing it?
I would think so. I think it took a direct hit, probably not. But if it was just standing like on the tree roots.
It was standing in the field with other cows, and basically he saw it get hit, and it just fell over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can tell the difference.
It's DOA.
You can tell the difference. Just even like beef sticks. If it's from like
you
somebody.
You mean like that adrenaline spike kind of thing?
No. I just mean like if you know somebody that owns cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like my buddy's wife, her parents own cattle. And like, you go down and they're like, this is the best beef stick I've ever had. It's like, yeah, it was one of their old cows, so we turned it into beef sticks. You could taste the difference of just saying as opposed to going to the grocery store and buying it.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably because like, yeah, because this is made of beef.
You go to Eastern Washington and get a steak, you're like, this is a great steak because it's like from next door. It's an amazing difference. You can't believe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.